And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a member of the Friends of the Cobber Branch Library. Recently, the local storage facility where we have been keeping our used books was sold. As a result, we have been kicked out of the place where we store our more than 2,500 plus used books. For years, many of us non-profit organizations in Chapel Hill Cobra had been given free space there by the generous and enlightened management, enabling the community to store used books, theatrical sets, and so forth. On a point of information, collective efforts of our local non-profit organizations are aimed at educating, serving, and entertaining the public, and all profits are plowed back into the community. In the case of the Friends of the Cobber Branch Library, the sale of used donated books pays for new books and library programming. We, like other non-profits, are serving bodies and not charity cases, and depend on community support and cooperation. Giving is what we non-profits do. We are not takers, as defined by the newly arrived storage company. But now we are all out on the street, as it were, looking for help in the form of new underwritten storage space to facilitate continued service to the community. Donated commercial space is tax deductible and enables groups such as the Friends and ergo the public library to function and serve. Our particular organization has been in the forefront of public education for 24 years and is an active participant in planning the proposed southern branch of the Orange County Public Library in Cobra. Are there any benevolent space givers or underwriters out there, please? We and other valuable local non-profit organizations need your support right now. We will all benefit as a result. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.